not been writing that many new songs. How I wish I could stay longer. How I wish I'd never gone. And
welcome to Riley Hopkins and their amazing friends. My name is Riley Hopkins, and these are my amazing friends. On this podcast, we presumably actually start it and don't just sync for 10 minutes over and over again. But more so, we tell stories that corporations own by ourselves because we know who will. We do better shit. Today, we continue playing Interstitial. We continue doing Infinity Train. I'm Shadow the Hedgehog. And I am joined by Marn.
Hello, I'm Marn. I'm warding the evil eye off of this podcast.
It's one thing to call it.
Clown.
That's me.
I'm looking at you like a teacher who knows that someone's going to do something. I'm turning That's back to the chalkboard right now.
Writing my name on it.
Who do you play?
Hi, that's me. I'm Clown. I play Trish Una from JoJo's.
Mm-hmm. Turning Emma.
Hi, I'm Emma. I just started smelling something baking, but nothing's in my oven, so I'm intrigued by that. I use any pronouns, and I'm playing Audrey Jensen, and I'm hopefully not having a stroke.
Jay?
Hi, I'm Jay. I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing Shigeo Mob Kageyama. I am looking up at my ceiling, and so far it looks like all those tiles are holding, folks. We're okay.
I did. My uncle and aunt's house did just have plaster ripped from their ceiling and smashed their table. They live in, like, an ancient fucking home, like one that doesn't have grounded electrical outlets.
God, all the pipes are lead, and they say that's not a bug, it's a feature.
Yeah. Well, we played bands in that basement, and let me tell you, we had to have a lot of little adapters plugged into those outlets in an unsafe way.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Yes, we're playing Interstitial. We're doing Infinity Train. And I can't for the life of me remember what we did last time. If only somebody would tell me.
I will do it. I haven't actually done a recap yet. Isn't
really?
That wild?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn.
You literally haven't made me do one yet. I've just been sliding by.
Well, let me get the buck stops here. Marn gets the rest for the rest of the season.
No. I'm going to do a Mary recap because I thought of it in the shower. It made me laugh.
Dear loser, Yumiko, I'm sure by now you've won the student council election through some zany plan of yours, and I'm sure as my rival you've also noticed that I went missing. I got on a train after I lost the election? That's really the only way I know how to describe it. Maybe I was kidnapped. It's unclear, but there was a casino there, so I did what I do best. I gambled. And I met a lot of interesting people. I met a guy with a plant for a head who helped me cheat. And then a bunch of other teenagers showed up and they threw him off the side of the train. And some other teenagers showed up and they said that they were going to get revenge on those teenagers. So I said, take me with you, because I never back down from a fight. So we went across the top of the train in kind of a weird caravan situation, and we ran into a mech, and we met the old conductor, and now we're here in this car fighting, I guess, some kind of hedgehog? Anyway, hugs and kisses, Mary.
She's normal. So we're currently in, you said, a ruined city. Serge the Tenric is here. And has just said we are going to have to fight. And I believe I got a thumbs up, thumbs down.
I think she really just said, like, it took you long enough to show up, losers. But yes, you have arrived at, in this car. It's like a ruined city. Serge is sitting atop, like, kind of a pile of rubble, like a destroyed wall with graffiti on it. And she looks at you, Shadow, and she says, well, I was built to destroy Sonic the Hedgehog, but I guess a faker will do.
All you can do is copy someone else. First, you copy me, being Sonic's rival. And second, you copy Simon leading the Apex. Not an original thought in your head, is there?
Actually, I'm a lot better at leading the Apex than Simon was, so... She shrugs. You can tell, A, that this is not getting to her, and B, that she has healed up, like, remarkably quickly from the fight that you basically just had with her.
Have I healed at all?
No. Y'all didn't take downtime. Serge is like kind of a android situation. She's like a person with robot like bits in her. So she heals faster.
Me too, bitch. You're not special. Shadow spits a tooth under the crowd.
Oh my god.
Like, looks around at the group. Like, looks specifically back to Mob. And is like,
you wanted to talk?
Oh, she's all you. You two seem like you have history. Tell me if you need a hand again. Otherwise, I was going to leave her to you.
Oh, quick housekeeping. Numbers. Oh, yeah. Audrey, I think your number has gone down. Because you had, like, a self in the other moment with Amelia. So, numbers, Audrey 50, Mob 50, Shadow 45, Trish, unclear.
Winky face.
Winky face.
Also, I don't know if I said it on recording before, but just for the record, I have restarted Mob's counter.
Yeah, I have him at zero.
Whenever you want to throw that out, we got it.
Oh yeah, Marn, retroactively, can I have made a dark link with Amelia because her vibe sucked?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
And my link move is when you distrust someone at first impression, make a dark link with them.
Yes, I think that makes perfect sense.
All right, okay. Shadow says to Mob and is like,
I don't want to talk to her. Are you going to make me talk to her?
No, you seem like you have some kind of history, some whole thing. You're from the same thing. That's all you. I think me and Audrey are gonna try and talk to the ones who don't look like that. Not to be that way about it. Call if you want help. Otherwise, that's all you.
What do you want to fight, clown?
Yeah, of course I want to fight. She hops down from the rubble and like kind of looks behind her and says, Apex, sick 'em. And like three other teens pop over the rubble and approach the rest of the group besides Sonic. Or Shadow, sorry. And Serge.
He's here.
Serge gestures at Shadow, is like, he's mine. Do whatever you want with the rest of them. I don't care.
I think Mob steps right up to the others as they approach. We were saying it last week, this is tough because Mob does get through to people and have getting through the moments, but it usually is during a fight or something.
I was about to say, slightly to your left, there's a fucking demon popping out of Trish as she's looking really closely to see if anyone reacts.
Yeah, I can tell you right now that the other three teens who are backing Serge up are Roxas Kingdom Hearts, a short black-haired kid in like a very neatly pressed like button-down shirt, tie, and khaki shorts, and Chainsaw Man.
Oh, it's Denji Chainsaw Man, my friend from Chainsaw Man.
Okay, shorts one, the kid from Umbrella Academy.
Yes, it is. It's five.
Oh,
nice.
You've gotten rid of one of them.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm throwing out all my millions knives contingency plans and putting them in.
Hey, he might still be around.
He could show
you
up.
You don't know. He could show up at any moment.
Yeah. Audrey 100% recognizes Roxas Kingdom Hearts, first of all.
Wait, awesome. What do you say to him?
I'm fucking Roxas from Kingdom Hearts. Hey, you're the ice cream kid, right?
I think he, like, has his keyblades out and kind of blinks at you and is like, hello? Just like trying to figure out how you know him.
I don't know a lot. They had one of the graphic novels at the Scholastic Book Fair once, and I read it because I was waiting for Noah to finish deciding what comic books he wanted.
Good guy?
I don't know enough to say. I want to say maybe.
Roxas? Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, hey man. You good?
Mob points at Audrey and says, she knows all that because we're all fictional. We're all from things. We all know that. We all know a bunch of other stuff, too. Your numbers will go down if you stop doing the stuff you're doing right now. And then kind of, like, looks at Audrey, like, with a look of, I'm really sorry I walked. I just blurred all that out without you and me discussing any kind of plan kind of look.
That's fine, Mob. It's fine.
Okay.
Is there a reaction from Roxas?
Yes, he like takes a step backwards and looks like taken aback by this. You can see that his number has like wrapped fully around his hand, like from palm to like the back of his hand in kind of a big circle. And you can see it continually ticking up as he is standing there.
Uh-oh. Whoops.
Boy, it doesn't sound like you're bad. You should come with us. We can help.
I'm thinking, would Roxas recognize Shadow?
I don't think so. Have we ever talked?
Who airs the Sonic the Hedgehog show?
No, I guess this is... No, never mind. I was thinking because Sora's in Smash Bros., but this is pre-Sora's
in Smash Bros., and also Sonic X is on Disney XD, so if you want to push for it...
So, no. X. I was thinking about the Smash Bros. Thing, but this is pre-Sora in Smash Bros., I think, in the timeline. I was gonna say,
that would be a very, like, season one interstitial kind of decision if they knew each other.
No, yeah, he just, like, he looks taken aback, and he looks, like, from Mob to Audrey to Shadows. How do you know that? What do you mean?
Are you... You're throwing people off of a train under wheels, right?
No, I didn't do that.
Do your friends do that?
Do you know other ones did?
I don't know. He, like, looks to Surge, and she shrugs.
Where'd you think she'd get that necklace?
I don't know. I wasn't here when that happened.
One of them was my friend, and she's wearing his ears like a necklace.
He looks from you to Serge and says, "Is that true? Did you killed people for those?" And she shrugs and says, "Yeah, where did you think I got them? Are you that stupid?" And he, like, takes another step backwards and is like, this isn't what I thought this was.
Dude, literally get over here. You're on our side now.
Adopted.
Dark Souls spot, adopted.
Does this count as have a chat? Marn, can I roll have a chat? And the thing I'm convincing him of is to come to our side.
Yes. Yeah. Because I think right now he's just, like, stopped in the middle.
Cool. So that's with heart. I have plus two to heart.
Since it's, like, if I remember, like, early Denji, would, like, the cat ears do anything? Like, because I remember in the beginning.
No, he doesn't fucking care.
He doesn't care? Okay.
All right, we've got a seven, folks.
All right, the seven is they need some assurance from you first, I believe.
Yeah.
Or you get to, on 7 to 9, you can pick something from the list, but they need something from you first.
What does Roxas need?
I think he literally just looks to you and says, well, how do I know you're any better?
You don't. You just have to take our word for it. But we're trying. I just hold up my number.
Oh, he kind of, like, looks from yours to his and cringes a little bit. I thought a low number was a bad thing.
A low number is how you get home.
What if I don't want to go home?
I don't think you have to.
How do you know?
None of us are home.
How do you know that I'm wrong? How do you know you're right?
I'm just tired of people telling me what they think is right, and I'm tired of getting used by other people.
Shit, dude, me too. You ever had someone convince you to kill one of your best friend's friends?
Not that he knows.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Also, this is the first time the rest of the group has heard Audrey say that.
Not Al, yeah. Right?
Besides Al. Al's the only one that knows.
Yeah, Shadow does, like, do, like, a...
If Trish has a reaction, she doesn't show it.
Shadow turns and is like, oh! It turns back, like, eyes a little wider.
Mob just kind of looks down for a second and nods. Getting used to this now.
Yeah, I have actually had someone convince me to kill.
Then you get it.
I guess I do.
Is that number ticking down or slowing down?
I think you can see it, like, it stops and then it kind of starts ticking backwards, but, like, slower than it was ticking up.
I was not expecting this to be how we start the big Apex fight.
Boy,
this is great,
look,
though.
That's progress.
Audrey just yells, hey man, you don't have to join with us. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I'm telling you what they're doing and that you get to make your own choice.
After this, I think the plan is we're going to go figure out whoever's running the train, and that person definitely has ideas about what we should all be doing and what's right.
You're your own person, and nothing can change that.
Thanks. Thank you.
Hey, can Mob feels a rush of pride in Shadow for that. Can I bring back and lock my heart link with Shadow the Hedgehog hearing that?
Sick. Shadow, I think your number also goes down.
Yes. No, I'm gonna kick the shit out of this green freak.
Shadow, your number is down from 45 to 25.
Let's go, baby. A Shadow does have a jump scare at that. And, like, it does, like, I guess look at Roxas and go, like, we're gonna find out if I get a choice to leave real soon.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was being serious about kind of not wanting to leave. I don't think there's really anything back there for me anymore.
Then let's figure out what's there for you here.
Okay. This is a little bit weird. I'm not used to having people who genuinely want to help me. Okay.
Me too.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I was gonna... buddy, you and half the crew.
The last people that were my friends turned out to be like a simulated computer program.
Oh boy. Well, he's
not one of those.
He's from a video game, points at Shadow. Do you know what those are where you're from?
Yes, I literally just said I was in a computer simulation.
That, yep, nope, got it. Asked and answered.
Hey, Surge.
She's just like standing there waiting for this to happen.
Does she seem like she cares? Sorry, go ahead, Riley. I didn't mean to cut in on your bit there.
Oh, it's okay. I'm just gonna shoot her with my gun.
Oh my god!
Boy.
That is snake eyes, baby. That is two ones.
I'm gonna say
a stray bullet hits and kills Roxas.
I'm gonna say take an extra plus one because I think you do take her by surprise. Like, despite herself, she has gotten invested in this conversation.
That gives me a plus four, so this would then be six. So I am gonna burn my link. I'm gonna burn my link with Alphonse Elric because I'm sure he wouldn't want me to just shoot this guy.
No.
But I'm gonna. And that's a five, that's a six. So adding my three, that's a. Adding my four, that is. Boom. That is a 10. That's what I need. Maybe.
Yeah, choose two. I assume you're striking with intent.
Yeah, you got it. No, I am going to. Can I deal great harm twice?
Yeah.
I mean, you wrote the rules.
Yeah.
You're a second-rate idea with third-rate genes. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, I think you do, in fact, shoot her twice. Which is kind of not really what the agreed-upon strategy was here.
Mob said he didn't care.
That is true.
Yeah, no, Audrey's on board with this one. We have pre-existing beef with Surge. That's different.
Yeah, this is Shadow's like rival here. They're special.
Surge is not a random child that isn't sure what's happening.
Also, that was a fucked up gun that I had.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What did that do?
Oh yeah.
I don't remember what I said that gun looked like.
It was like a fucked up snail gun.
Oh yeah. I think it, like, you see, like, the bullets go through her, and you see, like, sparks come out of them, because she's, like, robot parts on the inside, right? She's sort of like a Dragon Ball Z android situation, I think. And you see, like, the machinery inside of her, you've, like, taken chunks out of it.
That is four full harm. She does get to hit me back, because I did not protect myself, or move faster than she can react.
I think she, like, can't move very well at this point because you've just taken like two big chunks out of her, but she is like, so she like slumps back against this like half wall, and she growls to Denji and Five, like, what are you waiting for? Get the rest of them. And you see her kind of like take the sparks that are shooting out of her wounds and like sort of bend them around her hands, and she just shoots with a blast of electricity at you.
That's sick as fuck.
That's really cool. That is very tight. I am going to didn't feel a thing once per session prevent all harm that would be done, because otherwise I would have to roll for death.
Oh god. I didn't know you had that much harm.
I have 3 harm. Shadow holds up the Chaos Emerald and like puts it up like it has like a little green chaos shield that like the sparks blast around and he stumbles back really hard.
I think instead of you stumbling backwards, Al literally grabs you and pulls you backwards.
I had him!
I'm sure you did, but you... forgive me for saying so, you kind of look like shit, Shadow. I don't think you could take another hit from her.
I'll find that out when it happens. But we gotta help.
I'd rather you not.
Can you please handle the chainsaw guy?
Well, I was gonna say, I think we're all ready to volunteer for that.
Just like fucking stanced up, walking at.
Oh, he's just like waiting. He's just hanging out.
As Trish is going to do that, Mob, I want to have Mob cast Buff the Party just on the room because it feels like a lot of stuff's about to continue going down. Spend a link to just give everyone lift on their next roll. So I'm gonna spend. Trish is a very loose cannon right now. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
Spend. Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. Mob's like, I want to make sure everyone's safe. Trish, I don't know about you. I'm just gonna bam do that. So I'm spending my link with Trish just to give everyone link on their next roll.
So, can Denji see,
Yes, I was about to say, I think as you approach him, he, like, kind of cocks his head and is like, oh, you got, like, a fucked up guy.
Oh, you have an ability too, then. I see.
Yeah, I is that, like, a devil, or I've never seen one like that before. It's really pink.
Yeah, it's my stand spice
cool.
roll.
Cool, I mean, whatever you want to call it, and he charges you.
Specifically, what I wanted to do is the move called Such Sights to Show You, where I can cast magic and add, like, additional things to it. Basically, like, slow him down from mauling everyone to death,
mm-hmm.
and then apply, this magic has strict rules that must be followed.
Fun.
As in, I'm drawing him into a JoJo fight, he's not drawing us into a Chainsaw Man fight, where he kills literally all of us and we just die.
Oh, that's really good.
Because that happens there. A lot.
I could make him better. I could make him worse. Fuck you. I'm gonna fight him
exactly.
so hard that I changed the narrative.
Exactly.
That's really funny because I think that Denji is genuinely too stupid for a JoJo fight.
So what? Like he like you like dodge a couple of his chainsaws and then just like goop up one of his chainsaws?
I don't even think it's as stylish as that for him. He just charges blindly and then he just runs into basically quicksand, and now he's just stuck in the quicksand.
Yeah, I think
he's just flailing there,
like,
absolutely.
Torso deep.
Oh, yeah.
Can I pitch how this looks, like, visually? Because, like, he's charging,
yes.
and, like, it is, like, it's, like, Infinity Train, and it has how, like, very heavily animated that Chainsaw Man is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he takes a step, and, like, the camera whips around, and the colors have changed. And the music is jazzy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The fucking... the menacing.
Can you give me the JoJo description of your...
I don't think so, because I think this is one of the cases where Trish is technically... Because in, like, JoJo fights, it's usually the person who doesn't know what the fuck is going on is protagonist, or, like, the person whose perspective you're watching, and then the antagonist is the one that actually knows what's up. So, weirdly enough, I think in this case, it would be Denji, like, fucking splash screen, like, what the fuck, how? And then just Trish, like, posed as fuck, just standing there.
Yeah, I think because of the momentum, he, like, is trying to keep running and just goes, like, face first into the goop that you've created. And you hear, like, the revving of chainsaws as he's, like, trying to get himself out of there and, like, fight his way out. And he is just kind of, like, flailing around on the ground.
And she's like, didn't see that one coming, did you?
He's just swearing profusely while you coyly mutter that.
Yeah!
Basically.
Fuck! Shit! What the fuck?!
Chain couldn't saw, man.
Trish has him stun-locked for
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I think Mob looks at Five and goes, so, do you want to do this like them? And points at Audrey and Roxas. Or like them? And points at Trish and Chainsaw Man.
He looks between them and is like, if it's all the same to you, I think I'd rather fight.
Okay. Does he have, like, a weapon or anything? Is he armed?
He is not. And he looks very irregular.
Alright, yeah. Can I, like... Can I deep dive to see if Mob picks up like power from him or anything, like I don't know, psychic energy, a fighter's aura, anything. I know nothing about Umbrella Academy. I know he time travels, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can deep dive.
That's an 8. 7, 9, 1, get an honest answer or 2. I was gonna ask 1. Does he seem like he could go toe-to-toe with Mob? And can Mob find any reason to believe that this kid can go toe-to-toe with his powers?
I think that, like, because Mob has faced so many people at this point, he can see from, like, the stance that Five is holding himself in that he is, like, an experienced fighter.
Okay. I think Mob sees that and shrugs and says, okay, already done a little bit of bruising today, but what's a little more? And, you know, does the sort of psychic power up, and, I think he just does the classic, like, pick Five up with psychic power and blast him off into the distance, see if that works.
Oh my god. I think... roll for this, actually.
Sure. Ooh, daddy, that is an 11. Am I doing it with mastery for cast magic? Because if so, that's a 12, baby.
Yeah, mastery's fine.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think that Bob winds up and you blast him and you see him like start to go flying and he disappears out of midair.
Oh fuck.
Like he is just, it's not like he's gone so far away that you can't see him anymore. It's like you see him start to lift off and he is just gone suddenly.
Mob looks around. Does he see him anywhere else?
Yeah, you see him because he appears immediately next to you and punches you in the
top. Awesome! I'm rolling Mob's stress meter. We're now up to 7%. Welcome, awesome. The game is on again. Do I take harm from that, or is that just a free punch?
I think it's just a free punch. You can tell he's, like, holding back a little bit. It's just, like, him trying to be like, hey, this is what I can do.
Okay, alright, sick. Yeah, I think Mob, like, yeah, Mob definitely goes back a couple feet, picks himself up, and goes, alright, got it. So we're in a whole city, right? Can you remind me, like, what the backdrop is here?
So this is, like, a whole, like, post-apocalyptic city. There's, like, sections that are kind of, like, flooded. A lot of it is just, like, very broken down, like, buildings that have been, like, smashed up and smashed into, piles of rubble.
Okay. I actually decided that's not gonna be relevant to what I was gonna do, but thank you anyway. It's still good to have. Yeah, alright. I think Mob just kinda goes, yeah, okay, I know what I wanna do. I'm trying to see if I have a move that, like, applies to it. What I wanna do... There's a point in Mob Psycho where he fights a guy who uses psychic energy to just punch really good. Like, uh-huh. He literally just makes psychic boxing gloves. I want to have Mob just do that so they can get into, like, a close quarters fight where they can, like, where Mob can, like, basically ask him fucking interview questions while they're going at it.
Let's go!
So can I just, like, cast magic or whatever to sort of manifest that?
Yeah, roll cast magic.
Sick. That one is a 7.
Okay.
Has a major complication, but it works.
I think genuinely the major complication is that he's, like, way better at fighting than Mob is. Like,
okay, yeah.
Like, you can tell that he has trained for, like, maybe more years than he looks like he should have been alive at this.
All right, yeah. I think Mob isn't thinking about that yet. Forms the energy around his fist and goes, so tell me, how'd you get here? And just takes a pretty bad, probably, right hook at him.
He teleports around to your other side. Actually, he teleports above you and he, like, axe kicks down.
Oh my god.
And I think forces you to dodge unless you want to eat that hit.
No, I think Mob dodges. Mob just barely gets around that.
And he says, oh, regular business, saving the world, not important.
I guess I kind of know how that feels. See, the problem here is that, like, kind of similar to Denji, Mob's not stupid, but he's not that smart, and I don't know how he's gonna outsmart this power. So I'm thinking.
If you want to take a second, I can approach Surge.
Yeah, yeah. All right. How about the? Yeah, I think Mob just, like, keeps sending some blows at him, and probably it's just more of that same kind of shit happening. Mob is like trying to get a hit on him, and he's just bouncing around wailing on him.
I put a hand on Al's shoulder and give you like, make sure Mob doesn't hurt himself thinking. I have a date. And he's like, runs off to grab Serge's head and drag her down the street.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Full tilt and then chuck her at a building as hard as I can. And then Shadow is just like, is this what you want? Is this fulfilling for you?
I mean, is it good for you?
How do you think this affects Kit? Is he here?
No, he's not here. Why would he be here?
Because he's always with you. Does that mean you left him alone?
Throws well, a car at her.
Oh my god! She kind of rolls out of the way. She's definitely a lot slower than she was before. Well, he needs to learn to be on his own sometime.
You never thought about another person in your life, have you? You never cared about anyone else. You have any thoughts in your head that Starline didn't put there?
I'm doing this because I wanted to find that out.
And how's it going? Any big realizations?
It's going really well, actually. Thank you for asking.
Tell me what you've learned. Your number is so much higher. I'm sure that means you have your IQ, right? You're smarter and smarter and smarter.
I'm in charge. There's nobody here who I'm supposed to kill. I'm on my own. That's how I like it. Why is that? I mean, we killed Starline, so that's over.
I would like to fucking... I want to look into this motherfucker, and I want to, like...
Oh, no.
I want to, like... I want to have a chat. I'm going to roll with heart. 7, 8, 9. I'll take that lift. So I'll take the lift from Mob to get it dead. And I will... I succeed at one thing on this list from no problems. I want to convince them of something.
Uh-huh.
And I look at them, and I'm just... I look at Serge, and I'm just like...
You're lying. Empty. You know you have nothing. You know you've made no progress.
Fuck you.
This is a holding pattern. This is what you're comfortable with.
Yeah, because it's who I was built to be.
Who you're built to be doesn't matter. It's who you are.
And I'm gonna fucking grab her again and just like keep... I wanna fucking bubble her again. Just keep beating the shit out of her like a lamppost.
Oh my god.
Shadow Man talks about just rip it off and swing.
Holy shit.
Throw her through a building and warp so I'm walking behind her, kick her through another building.
Jesus
I may
Christ.
Have the shit kicked out of me, but Shadow is doing better because he didn't take 4 harm.
Yeah, and also you're really not giving her a chance to get a word in edgewise. You really are just kicking the absolute tar out of her. I think that when you finally do give her a minute to catch her breath, she glares at you and she says, no, this... I want no heroes, I want no villains, I just want to know who I'm supposed to be, and no one will let me have that.
Then why do you keep saying what you are built for and not what you are?
Because I don't know what I am. There was a whole other person who wasn't me, and then Starline overwrote that and built me to be something else.
And you think you're alone in that? You think you going through that by yourself makes you stronger? Or are you just afraid to ask for anything from anybody?
I think if I ask anything from anybody, they're going to stab me in the back.
Ooh, self in the other. And what if someone didn't? I throw down my gun grumpily.
Well, then I guess I'd be wrong, but I haven't been wrong yet.
What do you know of the Ark? Of Project Shadow. You have any ideas of any of that? Anyone talk to you about that?
No, I would guess that is you, obviously.
Yes, that is me. Oh, you're so astute. I was built by an evil professor and an alien to, and stop me if you've heard this before, become a weapon of destruction. Does this sound familiar?
It's different.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, no, it's totally different. You're right.
It's different because they didn't put thoughts in your head. I'm supposed to hate Sonic the Hedgehog.
Do you think I'm the first one? That's Rich. I'm not the first Shadow. I have his memories. They put thoughts in my head.
then how do you ever think something again without wondering if it's programmed into you?
Because I've made Shadow fucking pauses. It is like, clenches his fist and thinks of the people he's met on this train and thinks of Team Dark. It's like, because I've made connections, that one hasn't.
Shadow, your number goes all the way down to zero.
Holy shit.
What happens with that?
In between you and Surge, you see, like, the seam of light that forms a train door, and it, like, clicks and unlocks. And through it, like, you see, I guess probably, like, Central City.
He is a missing shadow sign just sitting there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well. Shadow looks to Surge. And is like, you're not okay. Can I help you be okay?
No, I don't want your help. I don't need anybody's help.
I thought that way. No. The last me thought that way. I fucking look back to everyone. They have it under control, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody sees this. Like, you're so far away.
Oh, fuck.
Do we see, like, the flash of light or anything?
Yes, you do see. You see, like, the big, like, fucking, like, wormhole tube come down.
Dude, Audrey's not in the middle of a fight. Audrey books it.
I was actually gonna say, I feel like Mob, like, happens to turn his head in that direction and goes, oh shit, and then gets hit again by Five.
Oh my god.
I think Trish might also run towards that.
I think Aldo's also fucking quicksand. Fucking standing around. Mary and Roxas are like, I don't know, playing solitaire over in a corner.
New friends.
Actually, if the distraction is there, can I take the opportunity real quick to do a thing?
Yes.
I think Mob does take the hit I said he takes. I don't take backsies that. But then he gets distracted. Five probably sees where he's looking, and then I want to have Five or I want to have Mob strike to subdue on him, and use the door opening as a distraction to do so.
Yeah, go for it. I would say take a plus one to that because you have a distraction.
Sick. That's a 9.
Whoa, hell yeah.
Yeah, really de-escalate the situation is what Mob was going for. And I think it's, if Mob, like, sort of force pushes Five down to the ground, is there, like, stuff around that he could use to sort of just, like, hold him in place, like Jason and the Argonaut style? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I think he does that. I think he like, shoves him to the ground and just, like, sort of pulls rocks or rubble or, like, pavement or whatever out and just, like, but not enough to, like, crush the kid's organs, but just sort of, like, drops an acceptable amount of pavement on top of him. Whatever amount that is.
You can, and like, that, bend some rebar.
Yeah, that's good, too. That's good,
not
too.
Crush him to death.
And Mob just goes, while I have you there, and sort of just looks up around to him and the other couple. That, as I think Mob would figure out what that is. That's what we're talking about. That's the way out of here. You can get one too if you drop all of this.
I don't think he says anything to you, but he does look curious. Is everyone just like,
oh yeah, we're
is everyone
helping
just
it.
Fucking booking
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Mob's heading over there now. Mob looks down at Five. Stay there. We'll come back to this. And then it just keeps going.
Trish is like, if the fastest way there is through a building, she's going through the building.
I think that Al,
you know,
like, moving walkways himself and Audrey along the pavement.
Teamwork.
When you come teamwork around the corner, you see that, like, thing of, like, Surge on the ground getting up, beaten to shit, Shadow on the other side, the door in between them. And, like, the most Shadow thing to do would be to just walk away. Genuinely.
I think as this, like, group of people fucking rounds the corner, you hear Al yell, you were just gonna leave and not tell us?
I didn't. No. I don't
Are you all going to be okay?
We'll just have to find out.
Of course we will.
Mob steps forward and gives him a little like, I don't know, just a pat on the shoulder and says, Shadow, this happened really fast, but if you earned your chance to get out, you should take it. Your life's your own. You know that. I know you know that, and I know you're gonna be okay out there.
You and I are like the closest to being the same height. So there's a little bit of like, Shadow puts his forehead on your forehead. It is just like,
you deserve the world, Shigeo.
You do too. All of you.
Trisco, so you're just going to leave like that? Just like that?
It's what we're trying to do, right?
She actually looks conflicted. Because I think at this point there's a bit of herself that is like, thought her and Shadow were on a similar enough page of like, we just gotta get to the front of the train and just fuck some shit up. Which I don't think she was right about, but that's what she was thinking. So this is, to her, is very like, wait, he's just fucking leaving? He's just
Shadow
leaving.
Looking back, the missing Shadow, have you seen this hedgehog sign in the background? Catches wind, flies into the portal, Shadow grabs it, like, looks at it. It's just like, staring at it.
People want you there. Look at that, you've got it right there. People want you there.
Gotta go home, man.
I'll miss you, we'll all miss you. But if you've got a whole world back there and you've got the door open to it, that's what we've been working for. That's what I want. That's what looks back at the Apex. Well, that's what most of us want.
Shadow, like, turns to walk out and, like, faces away from everybody and, like, has clearly a lot he wants to say, but, like, is struggling with it. And instead he has the Chaos Emerald in his hand. He looks up and he grumbles to himself and he throws it at Surge.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, you need to bring that back.
She looks at him and says, fine.
He steps through and turns around again, like standing on the seat of Central City.
Don't be a stranger.
We'll try to make you proud, okay?
He smiles.
If you haven't been trying yet, I'm scared to see what happens.
I think Audrey pulls out her video camera in a parallel of the first scene where she went, that fucking Shadow the Hedgehog, and started filming and just says, smile and wave at the camera. One last shot.
Noah! I'm Shadow the Hedgehog.
Yes!
Follow you to the door closes.
I owe him one.
Yeah, I think it slams shut and you see like the wormhole dissipate up into the air and that's yeah. Yeah, the rest of y'all are just fucking standing there.
I'm gonna be real. Trish was full tilt, just gonna be like, alright, and then kill Surge after Shadow left, but then threw her the Chaos Emeralds, and now she's just kind of standing there like, fuck, I can't do that.
Are we done here, guys? I think we made our fucking point.
I did. To be honest, I didn't. No, but I wouldn't have guessed that Shadow would be the first of us to leave.
Oh my god, right? I love the guy, but I never would have thought he had so many issues. I guess
why
we're all
something
here.
Out, I guess.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Surge, right? What did he say to you?
She like grunts and looks away. She is like clearly not willing to share the conversation with you.
Sorry, I guess I didn't introduce myself. Shigeo Kageyama raises out hand. What did he say to you?
That's between me and Shadow. Fuck off.
Well, I think Mob does fuck off.
I think Trish fucking points at Surge, just
oh
gives
God.
A thumbs down. But she just walks away. She just, like, follows Mob.
Trisha's never getting off this train.
The only way she gets off is if she backdoors into her, like, original issues. Anyways, can I make a dark link with Surge the Tendrick?
Yes, 100%.
I was going to ask if I can also make a Dark Link with Surge of the Tenric, but I don't know. Yeah, I guess can Mob also make a Dark Link with Surge of the Tenric?
Yeah, I think at this point, just Dark Links all around, okay. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, writing it on there.
So that's just to clarify for my funny little list, that's a +3 total.
Surge,
on,
yeah.
I think that
okay. Al, like, kind of squats next to her and is like, hey, I don't know what he said to you, but it was obviously something that both of you really needed to hear. So, I guess just think about that. And he turns to, like, follow Mob.
I think Mob actually stops and turns around. And it hasn't clicked for him until now. Hey, what are you doing with that? Pointing at the Chaos Emerald.
She looks at it in her hands and she says, I don't fucking know. I guess I'll bring it back to him.
Does her number go down when she says that?
A little bit.
Okay.
You see it, like, do the little whoosh thing?
I think Mob, like, looks at her and then looks at the gang and looks back at her. Does that mean you're leaving Apex? Or what is that? Look, I know we are all just fighting your guys, but we're all trying to get our numbers down. If you want, like, I suppose I should. Last time I did this without talking to anyone else, I got yelled at incessantly and for my own good. But if you wanted to join us.
No, I don't want your help. Go away. Fuck off.
Okay, thank God. Mob. pretend now I put the Dark Link in there. Mob turns back and keeps walking. I think Mob is, like, thinking about the fact that this other person has the Chaos Emerald, this thing that he has felt the power of and knows what it can do. But I think he is going to take the no fuck off as his cue to do that. Fuck. Gang, what do we do now? Shadow the Hedgehog's gone.
Can't believe Shadow the Hedgehog fucking died on 9/11.
I can't believe Shadow fucking died.
This is really the most decimating thing to ever happen on 9/11.
I think you walk back to, like, where you came in and you just see, like, Denji is still stuck in a puddle. Five is, like, rebarred to the ground. Roxas and Mary are kind of, like, sitting around chatting and, like, playing cards. Like, everything looks pretty normal.
I think Mob goes and, like, doesn't let Five up, but just kind of sits down next to him and goes, hey, sorry that had a sudden de-escalation. How's things on the ground?
Well, I guess we're not fighting anymore since you've sort of handily taken out everyone else and destroyed the entire command structure of this car.
So, about that, a couple things. One, our friend just walked through a door back to his own world because his number went all the way down. If you want Surge, I don't know if she's still your boss. It sounds like she's not. If you want her to confirm it, you can call her over. I just talked to her for 30 seconds and she's the most unpleasant person I've ever met in my life. But second, the other person, I don't know if the other guy, Simon, I don't know if you know, if he meant anything personal to you or if he was just a guy you rolled with, but I accidentally brought him back to life earlier. And so if nothing else entices you and you're mad about the command structure of your Apex thing or whatever, he's still alive somewhere on this train, and we're kind of interested. I want to figure out how I did that to him, so I'm hoping to cross paths with him again. So I don't know, do you want to come find him?
Oh, you're mistaken. I don't particularly care about anyone here. I was mostly traveling with them for strength in numbers and ease of access. Hmm. So if it's all the same to you, and he just disappears.
Does he reappear anywhere else, or is he just gone?
No, he's just fucking gone.
Okay. I think Mob kind of looks around and goes, okay. And he idly does clear the rebar and rubble away as if there was still a person under it. Just like, it just seems like the nice thing to do.
He could have done that the entire time, but he was like, well, I guess we have to finish this conversation first.
Awesome.
He was just being polite.
Awesome. I really like this track of Mob having long, heartfelt moments that are completely off base with what the other person is thinking about.
It's great.
It's really good.
I think it's good. Trish is also going to go over to Denji and, like, help him out, probably.
I think you almost get chainsawed as this is happening, because he is still, like, wildly fucking, like, revving the chainsaws. You're not really sure what he's trying to do.
I was hoping you'd say that. Because Trish helps him up, and she's like, you know, posing. There's the full fucking color swap. All that shit. And she's like, the issue with your ability is its kickback. Its kickback is the problem. When your chainsaws rev, it knocks you off balance. It makes it harder to move. You are trapping yourself in that pit with your kickback.
He poses back at you.
Yeah.
And is like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. It gives you a thumbs up.
Wait. Wait, I actually realized, would Denji know Trish?
When did part 5 come out?
There's no way part 5 was 90s.
No, it was the 90s.
Oh.
December 11th, 1995 to April 5th, 1999.
I think that just barely edges out, because Chainsaw Man is 93, I want to say.
Take place... 1997.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he gives you a thumbs up, and then, like, pauses, and is like, wait, holy shit. Are you from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
From what?
Audrey just calls out, she is.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
No. Tell me more. All I have to go off of is that my friend's evil stripper father is, like, evil?
I think he, like, at this point morphs back into a regular teenage boy. He's like, well, clearly the chainsaws are not helping here. And he's like, what? Like, are you in the middle of the story? What is, like, are
Dear
you
God,
done?
I hope not. If you're asking if everyone I know is dead, that has happened.
Oh, okay, cool. You're at the end then.
Okay. She has an expression that's like, thank fucking God.
He like, makes finger guns at you. He's like, you did it, you survived.
Yeah. Really, really funny knowing this is Denji from early in Chainsaw Man, by the
way. He's like, I really like the manga that you're from.
The what?
The thing that you're in, the manga that you're in. Uh-huh. It's like a comic, and
I'm
you're in
a,
it.
I'm, oh my god, I'm Batman. And she's like looking at her hands.
Al, like, shouts over Audrey's shoulder, Trish, we've been over this. We can't do this again.
She just, like, turns and says, like, I didn't know where I was from. All I had was my friend's stripper dad. That's all I knew.
Oh yeah, we just had Mob's chips.
Oh yeah!
Yeah!
I forgot! So she's like, yeah, you're from part 5 of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. It's like a manga where everyone has superpowers and, like, these ghosts that punch each other. And
I do
part
have that.
5 is all about the Italian mafia, and they all kill each other because they want to run the mafia. It's not, I'm gonna be honest, it's not really my favorite part, but, like, it's pretty good.
Well, I'm glad my life story is at least a C tier at best.
Can I? I think Mob hears that everyone has superpowers and there's ghosts and has a very Trish moment and pokes his head up and goes, wait, and points at his own face. Am I from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure?
He squints at you and is like, I've never seen you before in my life.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't know.
You said there were multiple parts and you said there were ghosts. Carry on.
Trish points at you. That's not a no.
Nothing ever is with you. It doesn't count when you say it.
It's called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because it's about, like, the Joestar family, but yeah, part five gets away from that a little bit, and it's more about...
Who's JoJo?
Well, in part five, it's Giordo, because he's,
he's the protagonist?
Yeah.
Motherfuck! And she just, like... God.
We did it, gamers.
We did it, gamers!
Wow, if I'm the main character in my own show, it must be called Mob Guy. I'm not good at this. Not good at this at all.
It could be named after your brother. There are worse things.
Shigeo, what's your last name?
Kageyama? That doesn't have as much of a ring to it. It's just kind of a last name.
Trish is squinting at that for, like... You know.
Is there a Kageyama in JoJo? There's a Kageyama in Haikyuu! That's the only other one I know of offhand, but I'm sure there are other ones.
Yeah, no, he's got the G-O. No, Trish is dumb as fuck, but she's just like...
I know.
Probably just turns back to Denji eventually and starts asking a billion questions that are probably answered by Denji.
Yeah, he'll tell you anything. He'll tell you all about how he thinks part three was better. He really liked part one and two, and then they kind of got away from the Hamon business too much. But he really liked part three.
Yeah.
He's like, I miss when there were vampires. There aren't vampires in the newer parts.
Excuse me?
Yeah, in the first couple parts, all the enemies were vampires. And they kind of got away from that.
That's what you're telling me?
Yeah,
for
sure.
Why am I surprised? God.
It's just another Batman in Trish's life.
Just another Batman in my life.
Just another Batman!
Oh, actually, load-bearing question.
Yeah?
Does Denji mention that they didn't start with stands at all? Does he say that word specifically?
Yes. He's like, oh, you know, like, I really liked part one and two, like, where they had, like, the kind of, like, martial arts stuff, and, like, everybody was kicking and punching, and then, like, they started with the stands in part three, and, like, that was pretty cool, but I really miss, like, all of the, like, breath control kung fu shit, you know?
Trish has the Tails Gets Trolled face.
AOL disconnect sound.
Yeah. She just sits down.
What's Audrey up to?
Yeah, what's Audrey doing? What's Audrey doing?
Great question. I think Audrey's just kind of sitting there, man.
I think Al is sitting with her.
Yeah, Audrey.
He also doesn't really know what to do.
They're like, wow, my friend Shadow the Hedgehog just got off the train.
Yeah.
Mentor figure that I had a complex relationship with just got off the train.
I think that Al is just kind of licking his hands and is like, he was the one who wanted to, like, go and rescue Simon. Are we still gonna do that without him?
Editor's note, Shadow did not want to rescue Simon.
That was me, buddy.
That's true. Shadow wanted to come here specifically to kick Surge's ass.
We did what Shadow wanted. Now it's Mob and Audrey's turn.
All things are possible with violence.
It's like he's still here.
He was also the one who was carrying us over the top of the train.
It'll be slower going, but I mean...
Yeah, I guess we're back to...
We'll figure it out.
I guess we're back to being on foot. I mean, I could probably work something out, but I'd get tired fast.
Let's just see how it goes. I think Audrey pulls out the tracker to look at the next few train cars.
I don't think you actually see anyone except for in the car that you're in right now.
Cool.
There's, like, a lot of people in here, and there's nobody around you. Because, like, this is the Apex car. This is, like, the city where they all hang out. So, like, there's definitely more of them than you've seen. But they're just kind of, like, milling about, minding their business.
Cool.
Also, you still do have harpoon packs and magnet boots.
Yes, we do.
That's true. Okay, we still can go over cars.
I could probably steal more of those because we're in the Apex car. Not that we know how those work, but I guess we'll figure it out. Roxas probably knows, actually.
Yeah, I think Audrey leans over and is like, hey man, you coming with us?
He looks up to you and is like, I guess. I don't really have anywhere else to go, so... I guess I'll come with you until I decide I don't want to anymore. Is that okay?
Whatever you want, man.
Mary looks at y'all as like, well, I feel like I've gotten my revenge, so I'll just stay here. I might go back to the casino quite frankly.
Audrey's just having a moment of women.
I think Mob asks, so are we still doing this? I know it's weird with Shadow suddenly gone, but I feel like he's my responsibility somehow, pointing to the tracker and kind of like indicating mm-hmm. he's talking about Simon. I don't know how I did that, and I wanna see him. I don't know if that's weird, but it's what I feel like I need to do.
Then let's get moving.
Yeah, I don't think it's weird. I would like to know how you did that also. Al says. I mean,
has Al talked at all about like the transmutation stuff with Mob? Probably not. That's pretty much all been with Shadow and I think Mob kind of notices the hesitation but doesn't really think a lot about it. It's like, yeah, it's fine. He'll bring it up to me if it's important.
I think he's literally talked to everyone except Mob.
Yeah,
about it,
he definitely
really
has. Mob was having his bad boy arc for a little bit.
Yeah, I think we conclude this session with Al, Audrey, Mob, Trish, and Roxas. Y'all strap on your magnetic boots, and you have your harpoon packs, and you ready up to go find Simon.
Knock, knock, who's that at the door? Why, it's the Moonshot Podcast Network. Once again, asking you for money. The Moonshot Patreon Drive is back from April 1st to 30th. For a second time, we here on the moon are pushing for 30 new and upgrading patrons by the end of the month at patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. Your support leads directly to things like the creation of the art you see on your favorite Moonshot podcasts, the sound effects and music you hear in bigger productions like Interstitial Infinity, and other bigger ideas that may or may not involve hunting network members for sport. Join or upgrade with us during the drive and you'll get stuff! Special content on the Patreon this April includes 4 different actual play one-shots like In This World, An Imaginary Friend Fight, a bonus episode of Patreon-exclusive movie podcast Once Missed Wonders, and The Argies, a very special award show by the hosts of Argonauts, and more! Join us at any level today at patreon.com/moonshotnetwork. We will write, thank you, your name here on the surface of the moon, big enough for everyone to know how much you rock. And after the drive is over, we may just invite you to put on your sandals, kick back on the beach, and tune in for
Event Yet to Be Announced.
Patreon.com/moonshotnetwork.